Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents War of Hearts, written by Tanya Farrelly, narrated by Maddie Withington. All rights reserved. We at Penguin Random House Australia acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the traditional custodians and the first storytellers of the lands on which we live and work. We honour Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' continuous connection to country, waters, skies and communities. We celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories, traditions and living cultures. And we pay our respects to elders past and present. For my grandmother Mary, your love, strength and sense of humour created an indelible impression on our family, as did your Saturday afternoon canasta playing wiles and the taste of your famous rumbles. We miss you. Life is to and fro, backwards and forwards, sun and moon, rain and shine, faith and reason, heart and mind, sinner and saviour, love and loss, war and peace, tick and tock, tick, tock. In 1918, during the Great War, while man desecrated the earth, Mother Nature quietly took up arms and fought back. Grace Winter, The Great War, 1918. Prologue. Avery, February 1917, Outback, South Australia. In the dead quiet of the packed front bar, blokes were nursing coldish beers and heavy hearts. After such a long dry spell, the pub's thick stone walls provided some insulation against the scorching South Australian sun, but offered little relief from the sorrow of losing yet another dozen of this town's fine young sons, husbands and fathers to the killing fields of France. Avery Love stood toe-to-toe with a huge Scottish opal miner. All eyes were on Avery, while his were locked on the Scotsman's as he awaited an answer to his bold proposition. A bead of sweat dripped from his temple, and he licked his dry lips nervously. Avery broke eye contact to check the thermometer on the wall behind the bar, just below an advertisement for Adelaide Lager, and a new poster.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?